Everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it is faced. James Baldwin, Remember This House, inspiration for the film I Am Not Your Negro. Very truly, I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless we become illuminated and enlightened to the truth of who we are and where we are going, to the light while we live through love. Jesus, about the great work. A note on doing the work. A long, rich tradition of the work of transcending our human experience has been passed down by different messengers throughout the ages. The ancient Hermetic tradition spoke of mysterious alchemy, while modern mystics, such as George Gurdjieff, urged seekers to engage more deeply in the world by attaining higher levels of consciousness. We see similar language used in the required knowledge for anti-racism training and the necessary dismantling of systemic oppression, as well as in substance use recovery models like 12-step programs. What all of these iterations of the work share, and what this book will foster and continue, is the pursuit of insight into the self and our place in our community. The goal of my work is to provide you with the tools to understand and harness the complex interconnectedness of your mind, body, and soul. This will foster deeper, more authentic, more meaningful relationships with yourself, with others, and within the greater society. What follows is my journey, and I hope that it inspires you to find your own version of the work. Preface. Dark Night of the Soul. Poets and mystics always seem to have their transcendental awakenings somewhere divine, on a mountaintop, while staring off into the open sea, by a babbling brook, next to a burning bush. Mine happened in a log cabin in the middle of the woods, where I found myself sobbing uncontrollably into a bowl of oatmeal. I was in upstate New York with my partner, Lolly, on what was supposed to be a vacation, a retreat from the stress of city life in Philadelphia. As I ate my breakfast, I pored through the pages of another psychologist's book, my version of a beach read. The topic? Emotionally unavailable mothers. As I read it, for professional enrichment, or so I believed, the words activated an unexpected and confusing emotional response. You're burnt out, my partner Lolly offered. You need to take a step back. Try to relax. I brushed her off. I didn't believe that I was in any way unique in my general feelings and experiences. I heard similar complaints from so many of my clients and friends. Who doesn't get out of bed in the morning dreading the day ahead? Who doesn't feel distracted at work? Who doesn't feel distanced from the people they love? Who in the world can honestly say that they aren't living each day for their vacation? Isn't this just what happens when you get older? I had recently celebrated my 30th birthday and thought to myself, is this it? Even though I'd already checked off so many of the boxes that I'd dreamed of since I was a child, living in a city of my choosing, running my own private therapy practice, finding a loving partner, I still felt like there was something essential in my being that was lost or missing or had never been there in the first place. After years of being in relationships yet feeling emotionally alone, I had finally met a person who felt right because she was so different from me. Whereas I was hesitant and often disengaged, Lolly was passionate and headstrong. She often challenged me in ways that I felt were exciting. I should have been happy, or at the very least, content. Instead, I felt outside myself, detached, emotionless. I felt nothing. On top of it all, I was experiencing physical issues that had become so acute that I could no longer ignore them. There was the brain fog, which would cloud me so thoroughly that I sometimes not only forgot words or phrases, but entered a complete state of blankness. This was particularly upsetting, especially during the few times when it happened in session with clients. Persistent gut issues, which